Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Oh, wow, Kelly. Let's see.
Alphabetize it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
A to Z. First and foremost, we always want to thank everyone listening. We have so much fun. And we're so lucky, aren't we, Kelly? Like, we're so lucky we get to do these interviews. We get to meet these extraordinary people. And we want you to meet them too. That's the whole point of the show. Like,
yeah.
We really genuinely want you to meet these people.
And
these
a lot of the people that
humans,
the, a lot of these amazing ones that we get to meet, you don't just get to get a show of curiosity and
right?
I mean, from the, I think, what do we have now? Like 85 shows in the can. And it's just like the full spectrum of people that we've been able to talk to are just, what a gift, right?
Yeah. And I'd love to invite, you know, any of our listeners, please, you know, get in touch with us, leave a comment, you know, let us know if there's someone you think we should interview or a topic that you'd love us to dive into, something new or maybe something that's really interesting. We're always open to that. So don't hesitate to reach out. And today's a really special show because, Kelly, I know you've actually had a lot of personal experience, not just with the extraordinary Gail Lynn specifically, but this incredible technology that she has brought into the world. So I'm going to let you kind of introduce this just because you've had so much personal experience.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And I'm making my own personal t-shirt saying God Egg. Okay. Gail Lynn is the inventor and creator of the harmonic egg. As a 37-year-old woman, she was diagnosed with severe cardiovascular stress stemming from the pressure of competitive career and more than one broken relationship. She had depleted physical, emotional, and psychological reserves. Searching for a natural therapy that might help her, she stumbled across light and sound therapy. I'm not going to sit there and do much more because that just says it all. Welcome, Gail. But first of all, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for creating this. I am a fan. There's a reason why you're on the show. I really want to build the awareness of the egg and the eggs and all the beautiful eggs around the world. Hello, friends. We're just going to put a little call out to you. Like, hello, hello, hello. And without Sharon Crowley, the Ohm Center in St. Paul, we would have not connected. I was actually having coffee or breakfast or lunch or something with someone. And a friend of mine who is a very trusted source came to me and said, I just egged for the first time. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We're having breakfast. Did you have an omelet? Did you have sunny side up? Like, what's the deal? She's like, no. And she had.
Or did you like go through a bad breakup and
yeah.
threw eggs at someone's
house.
I mean, like, that's like, where I went.
Yeah,
I was
right?
like, who did you egg recently?
Ooh,
like,
well,
I want to know that story.
We might need a side note on that one. and this beautiful lady who is a friend of the Edge basically just said, take a picture of this business card and just go. Just didn't even tell me much about it. So I, of course, show up at Sharon's center and I get Sharon, who is just such an ambassador for Gail and the eggs and just the frequency and just everything. And I go to this room and she has two eggs. Not everybody has two eggs. And I experienced it. And I don't have, I'm a girl that'll try a lot of different things. And it was sensory. Oh my gosh. It was a warm hug. It was vibrational. It was transformational. It was all of these things all at once. And I just realized that we've been talking for 5 minutes and I haven't even let Gail said hello. but this is amazing.
You're doing great.
Okay, cool. I love it.
That was Gail.
Okay, so Kelly's going to shut up now. Gail, welcome to the show. We're introducing you. This is where I just start going because I love it.
For the first time in show history, you talked more than you saw pictures. This is a show first.
Gail.
Usually it's like I have no words. I see there's a peacock over there and there's a mountain and a sun and your team. And you were just on a rampage there.
I was just rambling.
A positive rampage.
Positive rampage. Now the pictures are coming in. Okay, Gail, the floor is yours. Welcome. Say hello to everybody.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm so blessed. You know, I don't really even know how this came through. It just did. And, you know, there's a lot of things because I'm an engineer from Detroit, you know, from my original career, lifetimes ago, it feels like. It just made sense. I tried to find, you know, help in the Western medical field for migraine headaches, which can be dysautonomia, an imbalance in your autonomic nervous system. And there's no pill that can reset your autonomic nervous system. So eventually when I found sound and light therapy and it reset my autonomic nervous system and I got out of fight or flight, the migraines got better. The cystic acne went away. My hair stopped falling out. You know, so many things were happening. And as an engineer, I'm like, okay, let's look at this. We're vibrational beings of light from God, from source. Why aren't we healing with sound and light? Then I find out ancient Egypt, Greece, all these different places had sound and light therapy. The Native Americans healing with drums and the Aborigines with the didgeridoo and the flute music. It just made sense to me. And then where does life come from? An egg. So let's like throw this out there. And all the stuff started culminating. And I thought, okay, the music counts. We cannot use an MP3 file that's cold and clinical and compressed because it doesn't express the full magnitude and integrity of the music. So we're using WAV files. Well, then you have 528 hertz out there that are, okay, that heals the DNA. That's the frequency of love. But is it 528 hertz if it's an MP3 file? I started looking at the waveforms of instruments, the piano with the nervous system and flute for the liver and drumming to build the immune system. And then we got doctors involved to do pre and post live blood analysis and pre and post heart rate variability testing. And we started proving this out. And that's my little engineer brain is like, okay, this is some cool stuff now. Because we're working to see how it's helping people shift out of the fight or flight. And we know we can heal naturally. Why do we believe that we can heal a broken bone? We can cut ourselves and it can scab over. But then we don't believe we can heal from Parkinson's and cancer. So where have we been hoodwinked?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So Gail, I love this. I love how you came. I'm going to continue the analogy to birth this company of the harmonic egg through the acknowledgement of basically all of history, leveraging these modalities and these methodologies, and then taking advantage of the inception of any human being and any life form, and having that be the structure, the holder of this technology. So just pretend, well, let's not pretend. No one has any idea what that is, right? Most people who would be listening. This might be their first time. Maybe not their first time thinking about energy and things like that. But in the most layman way possible, talk about how you've actually built this technology and how it's accessed, how people access it.
So we built it with wood and sacred geometry. And we know that sacred geometry is really important and has been important in history. And people have heard of the Fibonacci sequence or the golden ratio or Tesla. Actually, I met somebody who's 83 years old and I was telling him about Nikola Tesla. He's like, I don't know who that is. So I was like, okay. He's a cow rancher, brilliant guy, geneticist. And I said, you know, Nikola Tesla and the 3 sixes and nines. And he's like, I don't know who that is. He cracked up. So we took, you know, those, the sacred geometry. If you look at nature, a lot of times you'll see a flower, it has 6 petals or 9 petals or 3 petals. You look at the beehive and there's, you know, the hexagon shape. And so we really were looking at how can we do this? We have actually built a large wooden egg. So you won't find computer screens and EMFs. It acts as a bit of a Faraday cage when you look at from a tri-field EMF meter inside. And so with this natural material, it's almost like forest bathing. And then the consciously created music, it's beautiful. You're ensconced in wood, beautiful wood. So you have this experience of going into a large wooden egg, and claustrophobia is not a problem. It's large enough. You can spread your arms out. You can put your hands up. You can put your hands down. It's not like an MRI machine. But it's this beautiful energy being surrounded by wood, and you're reclined in a zero gravity chair. The practitioner takes really good care of you. When you're in zero gravity, your feet are at the level of your heart or above, and that kind of takes all the pressure off your spine, and it makes you feel a little bit floaty, if that's a word. You're floating. So you're floating in this large wooden egg. You're listening to beautiful waveforms of music that have been specifically designed for your intention. There's all kinds of different intentions. It could be allergies. It could be spiritual awakening. It could be insomnia. There's lots of that. So you're suspended in zero gravity for 40 minutes of music and 10 minutes of silence. There's a doorbell in the side pocket of the chair. You can ring at any time if you were to need a blanket or you had to use the restroom. Hopefully not. Hopefully you're enjoying it. You're falling asleep. You're getting out of your own way. You're letting your body heal naturally. The 10 minutes of silence is so brilliant because most people don't get silence during their day. I mean, who really sits in silence and listens to their higher self, listens to source or God energy, and really can tune into their body? So I love the silence to help you to integrate. And then when you're through with the session, your song selections are chosen for you, but based on your intention, and so are your light colors. And there's 2 different light colors, one on the bottom, one on the top. It is just a very magical experience to spend that time with yourself.
And what's interesting about the 10 minutes of integration, it's interesting. Sometimes 10 minutes is just perfect. Sometimes I've wanted more. And then other times, a minute after the music was done, I'm like, let's rock. Let's get out. I'm done. And I give myself the 10 minutes because I know I give myself the 10 minutes. But it's so interesting with the different intentions and the music selection. And as I love my experience with Sharon is when you walk in the door, she really asks you how you feeling today, what's going on, what do you want to work on? And then she gets her book out and she makes recommendations. I'm like, oh, I'm thinking about this. And what do you think about this? And because we have 2 minutes left of this segment, I have an issue with cello music, but I'm not telling you why. And it was the only time I was angry in the egg. But because I'm on this journey and working on myself here, there, and everywhere, I realized that I needed the cello music and I needed to sit with the cello music and I need to be curious with the cello music. But it was the only time that I was so close to grabbing that doorbell and then wanting to like open it up and leave. But then it was this, okay, this is what you needed today. And it was really
powerful.
Cello
will affect it's because it's a string instrument. It'll affect the crown chakra and the heart chakra. Think about heart strings.
Yep.
So a lot of people have issues with piano music because they're so stuck in fight or flight. The bear is chasing them all day long, 24/7. And when they start to reset that nervous system, they get angry, antsy, agitated, because the piano music is resetting the nervous system and allowing them to come into that parasympathetic rest and digest, and they're uncomfortable because that's not normal for them.
So my last egg session about a week ago, there was some cello in there, and Sharon was like, okay, there's a little cello in this one. And I loved it. And I was like, yay! I was so excited because I didn't have that trigger of that anger, because I was like, oh, we are working with this. We are like, this is a tool. I'm not mad at the cello music. The harp music was cool too. That was kind of fun. Okay, you guys. Creating curiosity around the egg. Gail, how many eggs are there in the United States?
In the United States, I don't know. There's 120 egg centers worldwide. So we have them in the U.S. and I think there's 11 countries now. Okay. It's crazy how it's exploded. Why would anybody sign up to buy a large wooden egg to help people have a better quality of life is beyond me. I'm very blessed. I'm very humbled. It's beautiful.
Okay, you guys, that's the beginning. That's the end of segment one. HarmonicEgg.com. Gail Lynn. It's Kelly and Brian. Brian and Kelly being curious. Oh, you guys, this is going to be a fun one. So blessed that you're here. And more to come. We'll be right back.
And welcome back.
Woohoo, being curious
with Kelly and Brian. We're having, I mean, this is one of those shows that I really, really hope a lot of people listen to. One, because Gail, you've created something accessible for people to really laser focus in on healing and optimization, both spiritual, physical, energetic, kind of everything combined. But you're one of these people who, through your own pain and suffering, went on an adventure of discovery. And then not only did you take action on it, but you've created a company and a business. I believe you said you have 120 of your creations around the world. Did I get that right?
Correct.
And so this is one of those very unique opportunities where you've done something in the space of energy and healing, and you've scaled it, and you're creating global impact. And I'm sure you probably feel like you're just getting started. Like, it still feels like you want to go so much bigger. But I'd love for people to kind of hear that story, because I think it is, it
really
can
important.
Do a few things. One, it can inspire other people who might have a similar journey through life that you've had. I think you're the type of person who wants that. You want more people to be coming out with these kinds of ideas, and you want to be collaborating. And, you know, there's that kind of silly phrase, you know, a rising tide, you know, all ships rise together, right?
Yeah,
so it's I want you to kind of share your story around what inspired you to go on this specific adventure, because I think it'd be helpful for people.
And don't think for a second I wasn't scared to death. But as John Wayne says, you know, fear is, you know, being scared to death and saddling up anyway, right?
Yeah.
So I also worked in automotive, I worked in telecom, I worked in Hollywood, and I didn't like the patriarchal business model of competition and backstabbing. So I thought, well, I'm going to create a business model around the divine feminine and more of the matriarchal cooperation. Whereas we collaborate, we cooperate, and our brand attributes for the company are love, integrity, reliability, and community. And I train all the center owners, and most of them that come to buy a large wooden egg are already of that mindset. So everything we do should be with love, integrity, reliability, and community. We want to collaborate. If we're going to do this, guys, if we're going to start healing naturally, we have to do this together. We shouldn't be bashing each other. We shouldn't be, you know, trying to take each other down and trying to steal business from people. Let's collaborate. There's so many things that are complementary. Chiropractic sessions with the egg, phenomenal. The chiropractors will tell me that the adjustments are easier. The body just falls right into place. So I really wanted to create a business model that was around the divine feminine. And I didn't want to be the rich person at the top. I wanted to share the abundance. So everything I do in my company, I put money back into the company to promote all my center owners, to do interviews, to have PR, to do marketing, to do social media. And I put that money back into the company so that we are all abundant. This is what I want. And this was my dream. And it's come to fruition and it just keeps growing on its own. It's creating a life of its own. The eggs are conscious, a conscious technology. They're finding the owners. They're finding the land they want to be on. I do sessions with the center owners in New Zealand and tune into the beautiful energy of the land in New Zealand as a remote session. So my picture is literally in the egg in New Zealand, and I have this crazy desire to go visit my trees outside. And New Zealand has so much respect for trees. I've done a remote session with the Peru center owner, and Pachamama gets brought in, you know, Mother Earth gets brought in, and the sessions are so powerful because everything's energy.
I will tell you, I did do a psychic reading in an egg and it was amazing. Just telling you, it was fun. So anybody out there that wants to have a modality, you just put the person in the egg and it just opened up. And we had to have a very courageous conversation, and the egg just held space for us. And it's hard to describe it. I think that's another show, but it was an honor to be able to partner with the not only the egg and the energy and the center, just everything that was created, and the takeaway that not only did I have joy and felt just amazing doing it, but my client did as well. And it was great. Just side note.
Well, I was with pets too. Go ahead, Brian.
I was just going to say, Kelly, since you've had so many experiences, you've kind of alluded to your experience, not alluded to, you've talked through your experience in the egg, but maybe you could share, you know, what happened, what healing did you get or insight, or, you know, what happened as a result of, you know, one of your experiences in an egg?
Oh gosh, that's lovely. Every time I go in, again, I've only done it 15 times, I have a different intention. And sometimes I just walk in and I'm like, Sharon, I'm stressed out. What do I need? And that's where Gail partnering with her center owners is really key. And as she just said, that the eggs are finding the right center owners, because it's like Sharon works hand in hand with her eggs. And it's this team. So I really just human level, I'll come in after a day where I've had 10 phone calls or recorded 3 shows, and I'm just in full Kelly hummingbird frappe unblender mode. And she just looks at me and's like, okay, I know exactly what we're going to do. And I go in there and I just have this beautiful, I don't want to call it a reset, but I just have this beautiful experience. And it'll get you, you know how when you're doing yoga, how they say you need to stay on your mat and you fight it? At least I did. It took me 15 yoga classes before I even like stayed on my mat. The egg just creates the way you sit down and the way, and there's pillows if you want them and blankets, and then the lighting and then the sound. And then when the door closes, it's like you're in this warm hug and you just close your eyes and you breathe and you just float away. Unless it's cello music. And then if it's cello music, and then I have a little different experience. But you have to go in there and trust. You have to go in there and it's 40 minutes, and the music is like sound like you've never heard before. So if you're in the forest, you feel like you're in the forest. If you're hearing flute, it's like the flautist, or I'm saying that wrong, is right there playing for you. The temperature is beautiful and you're comfortable, and it's like all of your senses are just there being present. And I've floated away and I've stayed in my head, and like there's just every experience is different. And then what's beautiful is that the soundtrack really honors that 40 minutes. So it really starts to wind you down after that 40 minutes. And it just kind of goes from very, very, I don't want to say loudness appropriate, because the sound is very appropriate, but then it just starts to quiet, and then it gets to a whisper, and then you're like, oh, it's quiet. Now, sometimes you have the, oh, it's quiet. And sometimes it's been quiet for 10 minutes and the door is opening and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not describing it well, but that is a true raw experience of it. And everything's different. Now, I do know it takes, you're not supposed to egg 2 times within a week, correct? And it does take a little time for you to integrate with it. So when you get out of the egg, or at least my experience is, I feel very floaty. I feel very happy. I feel very grounded, and I just want to go sit and like curl up in a chair and just kind of integrate is the best way to describe it. I do not like to have appointments that are booked over and over and over after your egg. There's ceremony with it, and it's a healing. It's an experience. It's so hard to describe to some people. I actually gave out a whole bunch of gift cards for Christmas presents because I'm like, just go experience it. Like my dear friend told me, just go experience. And in not getting and giving yourself an hour to yourself is just beautiful. It's
a sacred space.
It's a sacred
sure.
space. And okay, I rambled on. It's a sacred space.
Yeah, it's a sacred space for sure. I mean, we don't, and we keep it at 90 decibels. Well, we keep it below 90 decibels because at 90 decibels, you're damaging cells. You're throwing people into fight or flight. Each piece of music is created with the intention of taking you through a journey. And so by the end of that journey, you're kind of coming down. You're just, you know, floaty. You're really at ease. There's no synthesized music. So the nature sounds are real. They're birds that were recorded. So when the bird takes a breath, it's natural. If you synthesize a bird taking a breath, how do you really know? If you synthesize a wave splashing down, you know, we're actually recording nature sounds. The musicians are all live. There's nothing synthesized. So you have this beautiful expression where you feel like the musicians are playing just for you. And it is so calming. It is so relaxing. And some people don't realize integration. You think you listen to some gentle music and there was some fancy colored lights and some sound, and you know, you don't drink the water, you're probably going to have a headache and nausea. And then you don't want to just run off and go get a massage or go do acupuncture. You're going to end up spinning your body out of control. Not that massage is bad or acupuncture is bad, but that you didn't let this integrate. We need to respect every modality that's out there. We need to ask our practitioners, what is the integration time? Is it 2 days, 3 days? Is it 5 days? Is it a week? Let your nervous system really embody that. Give yourself that gift and then go on and do something else that's beautiful.
Well, you know, something we touched on in our pre-interview is that people are doing energy work and people are doing too much energy work. Talk to us about that.
So I feel like people are just blasting their bodies. Do you remember maybe I'm 52, so they had the seminar junkies. You go to every single seminar. You're at Tony Robbins. You're at Harv Eker. You're at all these different seminars. Do you really remember anything that you learn? Because the studies say you remember 25% after 90 days. And then after 6 months, you've remembered 5%. So do we really remember? So it's the same thing with energy work. You've got to get your body to remember it by integrating. So I feel like we've become a group of energy medicine, energy modality junkies. And people will have a me day and they go out and they're massage and an egg session and chiropractic and, you know, cupping and acupuncture all on the same day. And I literally have had a couple clients who have passed away. They were living in fear. They had a chronic illness. And they were in Kansas, and then they were in Oregon, then they were in Mexico, then they were in Germany, and they ended up dying. Their body just spun out of control. I think we have these beautiful bodies that can heal themselves in the right environment, but we're abusing them.
Yeah.
Well, and it's very, I mean, for me, the answer to that is just very simple. It's something my dad always talks about, balance. And it doesn't matter all the good stuff. And I'm sure anyone, you know, worth their salt talking about a relationship, it can't be roses and butterflies all the time. There won't be any growth, right? So balance has to be everywhere. You can't just, to your point, do all the energy work all the time. There's nothing there then. So I love that you brought that in. And I think you have a very unique story here. And that is that because of your professional experience, I'd love for people to understand like the R&D that you did creating this, because I'm sure that based on your professional experience, that was a huge piece for you. And so, you know, maybe as we kind of wrap up segment two, we can start to talk about that and then again, really dive into how people can access this all around the world.
So, yeah. And let me just say, one of the good analogies is, would you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner all at the same time without letting it digest?
Well, no, maybe sometimes I'd try. Just kidding.
So yes, when I started doing this, I'm a drafts person and a CAD person. I did Calma. I did all kinds of different CAD programs and drafting programs. So when I had the idea and it kind of came in as a intuitive hit, I was able to draw it up. I've had a bunch of people tell me it can't be done. You cannot make this. It would be an engineering marvel to do it because of the sacred geometry and the angles. The first one was done out of an MDF wood, and I could feel all the different woods communicating, and it was like, I said, oh no, it has to be a solid wood. We now are working with our newest and latest and greatest design called the Ellipse, that the whole inside is a walnut. And I'm trying to keep the wood consistent so it's not all these compressed different woods. I also know that people are sensitive to formaldehyde, so I wanted to make sure it wasn't glued and, you know, and all kinds of different chemicals in there. It was almost like the Taj Mahal being built, where I'm like, this little piece is right here. It's going to go right there. And the outside being a dodecagon, which is 12-sided. If you break that down, 12, it's a 3. 2 plus 1 is 3. There's a hexagon platform, and it's been known that a hexagon in the center of a hexagon is a bit of a portal, and it's also the shape of the beehive, the hexagon shape, and the chair sits right in the middle of that. Then you have the 360 smooth on the inside that you're immersed in, so you have the 6 and the 3 as a 9, so you have the 3 6s and 9s that Tesla says will unlock the mysteries and all the, you know, questions from the universe. But you have the material of being wood. You have the zero gravity chair that it reclines you enough where you're opening your heart space. So you're reclined enough to open that heart space. And then you have the chakra colors. You have the waveforms of the instruments. Everything was so intentional with this. And it all came through. I always say, you know, I'm not that smart, but I really am that smart. But it also was downloads.
Yeah.
So I try not to be egotistical, but people say I'm too hard on myself.
Well, don't be too hard on yourself. That's wrapping up segment two. We're going to come back and just keep that conversation going. Kelly and Brian, Brian and Kelly being curious here with Gail Lynn from the Harmonic Egg. We'll be back. And we're back.
And we're back. We're
Yay! Back. We're back. Okay, Gail.
So,
Brian, where are we going on this segment? Lead the way.
I was going to say, you know, Gail, you were talking about really the downloads you received in terms of the design, and that was very clear. And I'm wondering what started to happen then. Would you go and sit in it? Would you invite your kind of inner circle or people that didn't know you at all that you could really trust would be honest to give you their opinions? Does this work? Does it not work?
Come here. I built this egg out of wood. Come sit in it. And then we're going to have some music and just stay there. And I'm going to shut a door and you can't leave and go.
Yeah.
We actually had we had an acupuncturist, a DO doctor, if you don't know, it's a doctor of osteopathic medicine. We had a channeler, we had a shaman, we had actually two shamans, we had a dowser, a pendulum person, and then a couple of layman people that all tested it for us. That's how I came up with 40 minutes of music. That's how I came up with 10 minutes of silence. Plus reading these white papers from, there was a German doctor that says, if you listen to relaxing music, 6.5 minutes of silence is great to help integrate the nervous system and what it just heard. Well, then I spoke to a healer, a sound healer in Sedona, and he said the magic number is 8 minutes of silence. He would actually have in his practice where he would play for them live, and he would tell them, when you feel like the silence has happened, when you feel fully integrated, just raise your hand. And he said it was 7 minutes, 56 seconds, 8 minutes, 1 second, 8 minutes, 8 minutes, 5 seconds, 7 minutes, 50 seconds. So I thought, let's go with 10 minutes of silence. And so putting this all together, as an engineer, you know, I had to like have it all structured and very detailed and all the kinds of research. And then I just continue to do research to see, okay, which organs will work with the flute music, which chakra affects the liver, which instruments bring that chakra back into balance, which colors. So you have frequency, vibration, sound waves, light waves, all in a resonant chamber. So it's more powerful because it's not dissipating into the ether of a room. So you have that all concentrated in this immersive experience with all this intention and sacred geometry. So it's a real kick to get in there and just feel like you're in a cocoon and being hugged.
Gail, how often do you egg?
Once a week, baby.
Woohoo!
I have one in my walkout basement.
Oh my gosh, I want one.
I know. I love it. I set a timer and I just go get egged. And I do have shirts that say I got egged.
Good. Because that was like my little marketing mind. Like after my first session, I was like, then we need to make t-shirts.
Yeah. No, I do. I mean, I'm very biased. It does not feel like it belongs to me. When I see my name as the inventor, I'm like, ha, ha, ha. You know, this was a download from a galactic, you know, different source energy place that is here on this planet for us to use. It's non-invasive. It can actually help your body to heal without the side effects. So why not? We need more of these modalities out there. We need more of this technology out there. We really need to start listening to our bodies more and the messages that we get from our bodies. You know, just because you fell down and you sprained your left ankle, there's a message there because you could have fallen down and it could have been your right shoulder.
Right.
So, you know, knees are often inflexibility and stubbornness. Like my boyfriend, he's always got knee problems. He's the most stubborn, inflexible man I've ever met in my life. And he's got knee problems. So it's a relationship with your body that you need to have, and you need to listen to your body because it's communicating with you.
So
if
I know.
Don't listen,
and if you don't listen, I know
if you
Sharon.
Don't listen, it'll result in worse and worse conditions.
Absolutely. I know Sharon has a bunch of clients that have autistic children that experience the egg. Talk to us about that, because I actually have some new clients that I'm working with, and I just have realized, why didn't I tell them that they need to go see Sharon and the egg? So tell us about working with those beautiful souls.
I love them. I love all of them. They're so beautiful. So if you don't know who Susie Miller is, you need to know. She wrote the book Awesomeism about the autistic community. And she called me up one day and she said, I've been working with the nonverbal autistic community for 20 years or maybe more. She said, they kept telling me there was a pod that would come to the planet and that pod would help them and it would help the average person because autism, they're above average. And it would help us to meet in the middle and understand each other. And she said, Gail, the harmonic egg is the pod. And we both cried on the phone. And she's now done interviews. I've done interviews. We've seen so many autistic children and adults, Asperger's, high functioning, high on the spectrum, somewhere on the spectrum. We're seeing testimonials of the children talking again.
Oh my gosh.
Or talking for the first time.
Yeah.
The funny story, we have a testimonial on the webpage. A little boy comes in. His mom is into alternative medicine. His dad was an attorney. Okay, so you got the picture.
Yep.
So he's like, yeah, go ahead. You know, put our kid in this crazy egg. Yeah. Well, the kid sits on the dad's lap after the egg session and says, powerful egg. The attorney says, what? Powerful egg. The attorney's now sold and understands now that this is a powerful modality for the autistic community. And we just have so much great success with them. They choose their own colors. They know exactly what they need. They're so tuned in. They're beautiful beings. And it's really helping them to learn how to be in this world in a more calm way. They're so beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Brian, what are you curious about with the eggs?
You know, I, for me, it's really my modus operandi in this life is to create access for the widest amount of people to technologies and modalities and thought and education that helps people be more holistic in their adventure through life. So for me, it's about how do more people find out about Harmonic Egg? How do more people get access to it? So that's always my, that's the point of view that I'm coming from. And so I'm most curious around, you know, what your invitation would be to someone who would be listening to this. And I know that you're very transparent, that you really do believe in multiple modalities. You're not saying you're the be all end all. I think you're very clear that you're a part of it. And you would certainly offer that a Harmonic Egg experience is a very effective and positive piece of the puzzle. But what would be your invitation to someone listening to this conversation today?
Well, two things that I have always said to my clients when I had a center is the body does not know disease by name. We name the stuff and we have all these different, you know, things we name. And you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. I mean, maybe $100, $120, whatever the center owners charge. But you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. And what it's helped me with the most, I think, is tuning into my intuition. And, you know, somebody will come in. And it's a blessing and a curse, actually, because when I go around town, I know what's happening with people. I can feel their emotions. I can sense what they're dealing with. It's, I think it brings us to our higher selves so that we all have this gift, but it takes away those layers of onion in the veil that it just lifts. And then all of a sudden we're more connected. And I feel like it does bring us to more of that divine one. We're all in this together. No one's getting out alive. Let me just tell you that right now, right? So why not just be more cooperative? Why not love each other more? Why not bring each other more into our own heart space and help each other? And so I created a ministry because I wanted to give back as well. So we give back to the animal sanctuary in town, the horse rescue. We created scholarships for autism to help Susie Miller teach people to, you know, learn how to raise their autistic children if they want that help. We donated to the World Research Foundation to scan a bunch of books, you know, so that those books don't get destroyed, ancient books. I wanted to give back. And so I feel like if we can all get in this place of love and abundance, the sky's the limit.
You know, Sharon and I and another friend of the show, Elizabeth Sullivan, were just hanging out at the Ohm Center. And she had this beautiful space by the check-in desk. And she's created this beautiful community library. And because of the Edge, we get sent all these beautiful books. And we started the library with, I want to say, 30 books, 40 books, whatever that we brought in. And within 2 weeks that I came back for my next egg session, so many of the books had been taken and flipped back. So we asked, you know, bring a book or take a book, bring a book. And it's just seeing how this beautiful little exchange is coming through. And that's just one little drop in the bucket of what you're talking about. But just building that community and building this place. It's Sharon's created the safe, sacred space that I so wish it wasn't on the other side of town. Well, I probably would be there all the time and I would never get any work done. Or maybe I'd work even more. Who knew? I mean,
once a week, though, Kelly.
Go once a week. So how do people find the eggs? Just we go to the website, and there is a location. I'm starting to channel at the end of the show. There's a drop down that says locations, and we found out there's one. How far are you from you, Brian? You have homework. You're going to go egg.
There's a new one coming that'll be close, but there's one in New Hampshire that would be the closest one to me. But essentially, everybody, harmonic egg.com. harmonicegg.com, harmonicegg.com.
Look up locations.
Look it up. And then you can put in your zip code, right, Gail? You put in your zip code and it'll tell you the closest egg to you.
Right. And if there's not, you can do remote sessions. But you can also, I wrote a book. So what I wanted to do in the book was to show people how you can use sound and light at home. Because in the back of the book, there's a whole appendix. Here's what chakras are affected by certain ailments and in disease. Here's how to use the instruments and the music that we sell to bring those chakras back into balance. Here's the colors you can wear, you can eat, you can, you know, surround yourself with, because I don't want people to think, oh, well, you know, I got to spend money to heal. No, there's free medicine everywhere.
Gail, do you have a copy of the book with you?
Build the immune system.
Do you have a copy of the book with you?
Oh gosh, no, it's on the shelf, but I'd have to get everything.
No, it's okay. I didn't know if you wanted to do a free little show in the book.
I'm not big into promotion, but it's called Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing. It's on Audible, Amazon, Kindle, and then it's for sale on our website. But I hate doing promotional stuff. I just want to educate. But I guess that's a way to educate, is to get people to read the book and learn about sound and light therapy. There's 90 references to why it works and how it works. And doctors that are quoted, eye doctors, Joseph Lieberman, Cymatics. We've quoted everything to show people that this works and why.
And you can buy the music, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
You can buy the soundtrack.
You can listen to it at home. There's printable PDFs that'll tell you what instruments were used, what chakras will be affected. And when I listen to a piece of music, I now get the colors, and I put the color intentions in the pieces of music. So you print off this form and it'll tell you who the musicians are and what instruments they played, what waveforms, what tone it's created in, what nature sounds are in there, how it's going to help the body. And what I've tuned into is, the colors that are associated with each of these pieces.
Okay. What's the book name again?
Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing.
Okay. Perfect. You guys, I don't know. Just egg. Just explore it. Just go see it. Find a location near you and know that you can do remote. But I highly recommend if you have one nearby, experiencing in the physical form for your first time is fantastic. Oh my gosh, this just flew by. Talk about a fast little interview. Gail, harmonicegg.com, on behalf of Kelly and Brian, and Brian and Kelly in the Being Curious show, Edge Magazine. Oh my goodness, you guys, we are honored. We are honored to be here. Thank you so much for sharing this last hour with us. And remember to be curious. It's very, very important. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Brian. We'll see you soon.